Joined now in the studio by Chapel Hill Mayor Pam Heminger. How are you?
I'm good. I have a bit of a cold, so please excuse the stuffiness.
Well, we've been talking for a few minutes, and I never noticed, so.
Oh, it's there. I had to keep turning the mic off at our meeting last night and turning around, and yeah.
You did vote today, so.
I did. Early voting is out there. It's a beautiful day, so go make an effort to go.
Yeah, right.
It really is a pretty day in Chapel Hill today. It's out there. Early voting is at all three sites, the Carver Town Hall, the Seymour Senior Center, and Chapel of the Cross.
And Board of Elections in Hillsborough, if you want to drive up that far.
Yeah, we've got some places closer here to do that, and it runs through, not this Saturday, but next Saturday. There will not be early voting this Saturday at Chapel of the Cross because of the football game, so, but you can go to the other places. But we had a late meeting last night, but we got a lot of accomplished.
Wegmans
was approved last night. Was very proud of our staff and people being able to work out some better traffic and mobility plans around the Wegmans site. We're still making progress on that. It's we've got time still to make sure that whole corridor is going to be changing. And we want to make sure that it's a pleasant experience for people. So we're really working on it. That intersection right now of Scarlet Drive and 15501 and going across is really awful anyway. It apparently gets an F to start with. So these improvements will
Are there like five roads at that intersection?
I call it messy five points. And so these improvements, while coming in for the Wegmans project, will actually just improve the flow over there in general. But now we've been able to figure out a way to use the entrance there at the State Employees Credit Union and the service road coming down to come in. You won't be able to leave that way, but you can come in that way, and then you can come back out the other side and come around the roundabout. So
sounds good.
That's good, yeah. They're a good partner with local farms. They're a good partner with the town. And the sales taxes are going to be beneficial to all the communities in Orange County, so we're really, really excited about
that. So any big changes in the final plan that was approved last night versus what we saw before?
No.
Yeah.
No, except for that service road part.
That was a
huge change, actually, so we're pleased with that.
Awesome.
And so a lot of discussion about landscaping and making sure it fits into the site. So
I do still like the mock-up that was drawn that it really doesn't even look like that site at all. There's trees there.
and birds
flying around. I'm looking for and they're old trees in the artist design. They've been there for a while.
So we did have a discussion about the trees. We do want trees that come up and make a good canopy.
Yeah.
And they will be planting more than currently are on the site now. So that part's going to be helpful. And
so time for opening that?
Probably early 2019 is my guess. Performance hasn't even left yet. They were a little behind in getting to their new site. So there has to be a demolition, and then there's going to be a lot of things that have to be done on that land to make it viable for a new project, because it was auto, but they'll have to have soil testing and dig down and make it around.
Yep.
So, it was good. And then we had a couple other, it was the third, three projects had their second public hearings, and there were no comments and no public input between the first one, so they were approved well. The addition to the Cedars, a sorority going in, yeah, that gives us opportunity to improve Friendly Drive there, to put a safe sidewalk on there and widen the road for cars. There are some other residences back there. And then Signature Health, we had really worked it over at the first one, and they made all the changes we asked them to make. Again, we're asking people to put in electric charging stations for new development and conduit for solar roof panels at some point. Mm. Putting the conduit in makes the whole project less expensive in the long run, so that part's all good.
I like the idea of making decisions now that are really going to pay off 10 years from now when electric cars, fingers crossed, actually become more of a thing.
Well, they're taking off. I mean, I've heard estimates anywhere from 10 to 12 years that all cars will then be electric.
Yep,
of course,
yep.
We hang on to our cars a long time, so I think it'll be a little longer, but the majority of cars that will be manufactured, I think, in the next 10 years are going to be electric cars, so that's pretty cool. We actually passed the mobility and connectivity plan last night. There were over 853 public comments gathered during its airing across all the boards.
Is it over 800? Does that mean 854 public comments were gathered?
They were kind of trying to categorize them all, and we got some emails in after the fact.
Okay,
so those were the
right
numbers. But it's really good to have that strategic plan that's comprehensive, that's there for generations, that's forward-thinking, and the ability to, as grant funding comes through the state or the federal or opportunities for a redevelopment of a parcel, to be able to go to that map and say, hey, where's the connection piece here, and how do we work it in? Because it's really interesting, because this leads right into our Go Chapel Hill Awards about alternative modes of transportation. We are 27% out other than car in our community, and we want to reach a goal of 35%. So,
people getting 27% of the people who get around don't use cars,
right?
Is that,
Okay. So they use transit or bikes or walk, or just other modes. We have I told you, e-bikes, very excited about that. So, how do we make this all work? you have to have safe ways to travel that way, both multimodal, bike paths, walking paths that are safe, and transit stops that coordinate with all that. So that's what was really cool about this plan, is it tried to coordinate all that together. It was a huge effort and undertaking, and we're very, very happy to have it. And it identifies priorities, but things can move and shift if you get grants that are applicable for certain categories. Mm-hmm. So that was really cool. We had the Roshkiss third graders in this week for the field trip to Town Hall. We love this experience. We had 81 of them come in. I said I high-fived every one of them, so that's why I've got this called. But that's okay.
That'll happen, yeah.
And we divide them up into groups of three. They go to the fire station. They have an interactive public works video, and then the third come in and do a mock council meeting with me. And then we switch them all around. They all get the experience, and it's just a hoot to see them. They take it very seriously, sitting in council seats and making decisions. So cute. It's really fun. We have a meeting coming up this November 1st on Monday, and we'll have a special ceremony to honor our veterans. So that's coming up. Haunted Hill Saturday is at the Chapel Hill Community Center. Begins at 5. They're going to have Trunk or Treat, movie in the park, glow in the dark, climbing walls, and lots of fun things.
Go back to Trunk or Treat, because I've heard tell about this.
Yeah.
I also hear Meg McGurk of the Downtown Partnership insists that she's going to win something.
I'm not sure. She likes
this. This was secondhand, so Meg, if I'm misquoting you, but I don't think I am.
It's a lot of fun for families and to have, promote some. And they're going to be doing a Halloween costume parade at U Place for families, too. So a lot of good things and safe, fun ways to celebrate Halloween. Meanwhile, the downtown for the bigger kids on Halloween, we'll be closing streets off at 8 p.m. and opening them back up at 10:30. We have lots of information about downtown Halloween for the bigger kids. Get on our website and find out more, and you'll probably hear more as time goes on.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to think what else we got going on. Oh, we went to an interesting event the Chamber put on called Lights, Camera, Advocacy, about the good, the bad, and the ugly in technology on elections.
Mm-hmm.
It was fascinating just to hear national trends. The fact that the Trump campaign did over 50,000 Facebook ads a day, targeted certain groups, and then monitored that data to see what resonated with people and what they passed on and what they opened and what they moved around. It's just fascinating. I will say, things like the UN-Forum that the Chamber did, where individuals who can't attend forums can actually see a candidate and hear a candidate, so they can both listen and kind of see if this is the person's thinking and is the wave of the future.
Yeah.
And it was a great learning experience for me. I need to do the camera angle a little better next time.
I like Orange Politics does this every single campaign cycle, where they have the online forum where people type in the answers, and then it's just available. You can go to that. You don't have to be there at the time to see the answers come in. You can go back later and read them, or in the case of the UN-Forum, watch the video.
We were talking about,
yeah,
for the UN-Forum, I got the questions. We all got the questions ahead of time. We could think about them. So you got a more thoughtful answer, because I could work out the plans. And when you're trying to answer something that's very complicated in 90 seconds, I like to prepare, I like to research, I like to put it together. I think you're going to get a more thoughtful response than you are when you're just shot at a forum with a question.
Yes.
And you're supposed to respond, which I'm happy to think on my feet too, but if you really want an answer to an in-depth problem, 90 seconds, first of all, doesn't really cut it. And then
that's not the way that the town council or the mayor or the school board works in real life.
No.
You don't here's this issue. You have 90 seconds to make a decision. Go. Because if that were the case, the forum format would be perfect.
Solve affordable housing in 90 seconds.
Now, yes.
Yeah. So it is an interesting wave of the future with all this going on. Mm. It was Melody Kramer, who works for Wikipedia and has been a participation strategist, and Chris Hayes, who's a political director at the North Carolina Chamber. And they've had experience nationwide with all that's going on with elections. And it's still, they've said, it's still good old-fashioned knocking on doors and shaking hands is what's changed some elections locally. Nationally, that's hard. But motivating your base, getting out there and motivating your base. So that it was just a fascinating to learn more about that. That's one of the fun things about my job. I get to learn just amazing amount. I'm very grateful for the learning. And the third graders asked me if I had homework in my job.
Oh,
absolutely.
Big time, yeah. Always.
A lot of homework.
Every job has homework.
Do a lot
right?
of a reading bit. And a lot of reaching out. So a lot of homework. So.
Well, I know we got to wrap up in a second. And I wanted to ask, the American Legion Task Force has the town has a survey up on the American Legion.
Please
fill it out. I went there and I filled it out, and it gave me an error message, because housing is not an option.
This task force decided that they were really concentrating on recreation because the town has an affordable housing building with DHIC up the road, that we have public housing on that road. We have another affordable housing component over there. And so the balance was to look at balancing more affordable housing across the town, and that we're looking at Plant Road and Homestead Road as possible sites for more affordable housing. Mm-hmm. So recreational needs was what this task force was designated in looking at.
Okay. So for the American Legion, for that 35 acres, no housing? Or
I won't say no housing. I'll just say it wasn't a priority for what the task that they were given to look at. Some of the sites not developable because it's a huge RCD splash, so it really limits the amount of space there, and access to the portion right behind it becomes very difficult. So I'm not going to say no housing. That's not what their task was directed towards. They were to direct what kind of recreational components were citizens and looking for, and what were the town needs as far as other, because this is an opportunity to think about the recreation parts that are there right now.
All right, we got to wrap up. I'm sorry, we're coming right up to the top of the hour, but Pam Heminger, thank you so much.
Thank you.